technique.
Now back to the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
He's Blank, I'm Branham. We'll get to the Joe George, maybe, apology in a second. Do we want to apologize to Joe George? 713-780-ESPN, HRP Listener Line. But first, let's go out to the HRP Listener Line. Scott, you're in the hive of the bees. What's up, Scott?
Yeah, hi, guys. How we doing?
Doing good.
Good, man.
So my question, I'm first transplant down here from Nebraska, and here just within the last week, Texas A&M went and grabbed Nebraska's AD, brought him down here, which that's business. But then within the next, three, 4 days, you end up with both the men's and women's basketball tournament drawings, and Nebraska and A&M play each other in both of them. Is it just me, or is it the committee trying to create stories where there don't need to be? You know, taking focus off the teams and putting it into that story?
Appreciate the call, Scott.
It's just synergy. Synergy and the luck of the draw.
The committee is notorious for making matchups.
Yeah, you look at it on the men's side, too. It's one thing to say, to Scott's point, they create these opening round matchups, so there's probably a little bit more to that. But when you look at the fact that you could have the love game and the Rick Barnes game coming up, you could have Carolina play Arizona for a guy that in Love that played for Carolina last year, plays for Arizona this year. Rick Barnes could have his Tennessee team play his old team in Texas. You know they love the storylines.
Yeah, Houston A&M potential in the second round if both teams are lucky enough to win in the first round. The committee would deny it. But there's been a lot of storylines.
Would that Houston A&M game be in Dallas? No, that would still be in Memphis. Okay.
Yeah.
Because in Dallas, that would be a night. U of H shouldn't have to have a team play that close to home in the second weekend.
U of H played Auburn and Birmingham last year.
I know
in the second
that
round.
Sucked.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. So it's happened before. 0974, it's time to move on from Jalen Green in the offseason. Trade him while his value spikes a little. We should have no interest giving him a max extension. Thompson and Whitmore have shown enough. What do you think about that?
I don't think that you've had anybody show you enough. Every game is another opportunity to impress, to learn, to grow, to get better. It's a shame to me that we haven't seen more of Whitmore and obviously Tari. I would have loved to seen a lot of Tari this season so he could show the coaching staff what we've already seen and know even more that he was going to be an even bigger part of this. I've said this, as soon as the trade deadline passed, I didn't need to see any more of Jeff Green and Holiday, and it's not to take anything away from those guys. All I want to see is the young players.
Yeah, I think you're going too far on, not you, the texture on Jalen. Jalen's been really good as of late, and he's had a coach for the first time in his life that's teaching him how to play winning basketball, and I think we're starting to see the fruits of that labor.
And play a little tough love with him, too.
Absolutely, and that's how you coach. Yep. That's how you coach a guy up, and I think we're starting to see the fruit that has been, or how am I supposed to say that, reap what you sow. We're starting to see him reap the benefits of what has been sown.
The fruit of the labor of Udoka and his staff to put in the time and take the energy that it takes to get a kid that's been an ISO guy his entire career with just that-a-boys all over the place to learn how to be a real NBA player.
Yeah, I like what I've seen from Jalen, especially as of late. So I still want to see Jalen on this team going into next season. I want to see him after an offseason with Ime Udoka as his coach for a year to see what kind of improvements he makes. But, I mean, I don't know how you watch him and don't see the talent. The talent's there. It's about consistency. It's about doing it more often. It's about, you know, trying to impact winning without just scoring, and he's doing more of that as of late. He's becoming a better passer. His defense has been there. He's making better decisions. So I'm not trading Jalen Green just yet.
No.
713-780-ESPN. So we might owe Joe George an apology. Justin Fields got traded to Pittsburgh. I had some dumb friends, you can't spell dumb without do, saying that, you know, the Bears are going to keep Justin Fields and trade the number one overall pick. They still believed in Fields. Well, the return on Fields was not very good. He got traded for a sixth rounder. It can turn into a fourth if Fields plays 51% of the Steelers snaps, which seems like a long shot. We made fun of Joe George for a good 2 weeks about saying that he's going to be a backup in the NFL and the Colts should trade for Justin Fields as a backup. Well, it turns out we didn't see the vision. We didn't see Joe's vision. We didn't understand Joe's frustrations, and Joe knew it better than anybody else because he's a Bears fan. He likes the White Sox and he likes the Bears. He was right. Joe was right. Justin Fields is going to be a backup. And not only is Justin Fields going to be a backup, Justin Fields is going to be a backup to Russell Wilson. So,
which is why that 51% is still on the table.
I doubt it. They're gonna extend Wilson too.
I don't think they should.
I don't think they should either. But I don't think that Justin Fields can play 51% of the snaps unless there's injury.
I think you're going to see what Russ shows up for the first month of the season or so, and I don't think it's out of the realm of possibilities because I have heard how much Pittsburgh sought to get Justin Fields and how Tomlin is a fan of his. That he could be the long-term solution. You obviously, if you trade Pickett away, you don't have a long-term answer at quarterback. If Fields learns a little something early from Russ off the field and Russ doesn't look good on the field, I think there's a legit chance that Fields could play more than half the game.
Fields learned stuff from Russell Wilson?
Off the field, I said.
What is he learning from Russell Wilson?
Just, you know, from like studying defenses and picking up things like that. I'm not saying because I don't think Russ has got as much left in the tank as some people do.
I think the idea of Justin Fields as a starter has been eliminated.
Just for this year?
Ever. I think he might start again in the NFL, but in terms of him being somebody's future, no, listen, never again.
Baker Mayfield has been able to carve out, come back multiple times, and get the deal he got done as a starter, I think Justin Fields is far too young to shut the door on.
Baker's way better than Justin Fields.
I don't know about way better. Yes, early on, Baker Mayfield, early the seasons in Cleveland, Baker Mayfield was awful.
I mean, he wasn't as bad as Justin Fields.
You look at three of the last four games down the stretch with the Bears this last season, Justin Fields was putting up some pretty damn good numbers to where I just think that if you find the right coaches with the right playbook and system, I think Justin Fields still has the potential that maybe we haven't tapped into before I'm ready to close the door and say he's never going to be a starter.
Justin Fields in his last how many games? Look at it. Let's see how good
this Justin Fields starts were. He had the stinker against the Patriots after he put three, I think, really good games together at the end of the season.
No, they didn't play the Patriots.
It was a real close, low-scoring game, and it was terrible.
So Justin Fields didn't play for four straight weeks. He came back in week 11. Week 11 against Detroit. 16 of 23, 169 yards, a touchdown. Following week against Minnesota, 27 of 37, 217 yards. Following week against Detroit, 19 of 33, 223 yards, and a touchdown. At Cleveland, 19 for 40, a touchdown, two picks. Home for Arizona, 15 for 27, 170 yards, a touchdown, and a pick. Home for Atlanta, 20 for 32, 268 yards, a touchdown. At Green Bay, final game of the year, 11 for 16, 148 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. That's not that good.
But you're excluding the rushing yards too. I mean, he had some pretty big rushing games.
He had some solid rushing games. I mean, he had two.
There was a Thursday night. He had three touchdowns,
60 or more. He didn't have three touchdowns in a game this year.
To DJ Moore, he had two of the three. I thought that there was a Thursday night game that he had a big game.
That must have been before he was the start of the year. Because there was four games in a row he was inactive. Week 7, 8, 9, and 10. He had a four-touchdown game against Denver in week 4. You said late in the year.
No, I'm saying, but late in the year, I thought he put together with rushing yards and passing yards three pretty good games down the stretch.
He had 268 through the air, 45 on the ground versus Atlanta. That was good. Against Arizona, 170 through the air, 97 on the ground. And in the first game that he came back in a loss, 16 for 23, 169 yards through the air, 104 on the ground. Lost the game.
I mean, if you're getting 100 yards rushing a game, that's good, but I understand what you're saying about the passing. I just think that there's still potential that's untapped with him.
He just went for a six-round pick. The NFL is telling us what we should think of Justin Fields.
Pittsburgh thinks that that they didn't give up anything. It's worth the risk that if they can, you know, develop him. I think this was the plan with Jameis when they brought him to the Saints to kind of resurrect him and get him right. It just never happened. But I think that there's a chance it could happen with Justin Fields. You didn't give up much to get him.
The NFL is telling us what his value is.
For now.
But
there's talent enough that I think they see to be developed.
Then you would trade.
I think they think he's better
six.
Than Kenny Pickett.
Kenny Pickett got more than Justin Fields did.
No, I'm saying I think the Steelers. Otherwise, they would have kept Kenny Pickett and let him compete with Russ and made him the backup.
But the NFL paid more for Pickett than they did for Fields.
That's fine. But what I'm saying is, if the, all it takes is the apple of one team's eye, and if Pittsburgh really believes that there's potential to tap into there,
let's
that they can develop.
Let's make a bet on this.
You love these bets.
I do, because I want you to put some money where your mouth's at.
I'm not afraid of it.
I know you're not afraid of it, but I want to see how serious you are about Justin Fields being good versus just playing contrarian a little bit. I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, because I'm trying to figure the barometer for what.
I know that's what's tough.
That's the biggest part of it.
Yeah, the barometer is tough here. Maybe we'll kick it around. 713-780-ESPN. Do you think Justin Fields is good? 713-780-3776. Also, when we come back, Nick Caserio forced us to retire a segment. What segment was that? And how is he being a jerk like that to us? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
You're listening to the Killer Bees and some great music presented by RC Ranch,
the official beef jerky of the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo.
This is actually an artist I know. Cold beer. There you go.
I don't know who it is, but okay. The rodeo's over.
Zach Brown.
Right,
I love this song.
Okay. You and my wife would probably like
this. I love this song.
I don't.
Toes in the water. This is my vacation. Toes in the water, butt on the sand, and an ice cold beer in my hand.
Man, no golf for you.
I would.
You claim to love golf. Vacation would involve the time to be able to play.
I don't think I've ever said that. I like golf.
I think you've said you love golf.
Maybe. I don't know. Sometimes I say things that I don't mean. I crawfish back. 713-780-ESPN, HRP listener line. Where's Brian today? Wrong answers only. 1984. Brian is recording his wrestling podcast. I didn't realize he had one of those. Good for Brian. A little side hustle. 8437. BMAC is too busy recovering after spending his whole weekend celebrating his Who Said It victory over Joel on Friday. Is that
no, we pushed. 3-3. He added a 6-1. Yeah, he added a 6-1 because he was worried that with me going solo that we might go too quickly. So then he added the sixth one. I got the sixth one right, and I saved face with a push. Sorry, it was on the table. It's like a game show. I took the challenge. I won, and it's push.
Sounds like asterisk territory to me.
Too bad.
I look forward to hearing Brian's side of this story.
That's fine. He's the one that had the idea that it was his brain fart to add a sixth. I capitalized.
BMAC is out stocking up on Cheeto and Dorito bags for the March Madness tournament. That doesn't sound like a terrible idea. What's your favorite Cheeto?
I just think the extra crunchy. The
regular ones?
Yeah.
I like the jalapeno cheddar. Jalapeno cheddar are fantastic.
Like, I just think one of the greatest all-world chips of all time is the baked Lay's sour cream.
Baked Lay's?
The baked Ruffles. The baked Ruffle.
You've lost your food cart twice to now.
No. Cheddar, is it sour cheddar cheese and onion or sour cream cheese and onion? They're fantastic.
It's not as good as the regular.
That's your opinion.
So KFC over Popeyes and baked.
Yeah, but I've really only had Popeyes once. I'm not a big fried chicken guy.
I think you've lost your food card twice.
I don't think you are the judge and jury to take it away.
I have great food takes. What's your favorite Doritos?
I mean, I love Cool Ranch.
Okay, those aren't bad. I like Salsa Verde. Those are fantastic.
Yeah, I've always been a big Cool Ranch guy. And again, I think the one that gets grossly underrated were the Doritos tacos. They don't,
those are good.
Yeah, and they don't really sell those anymore.
I know that I've seen them recently, but I think they are like seasonal.
It's kind of like the McRib.
Or limited edition, maybe.
Yeah, because they kind of phased them out for a while, and I thought that was a mistake.
They are solid. I like the Salsa Verde a little bit more. 6181, jalapeno cheddar, number one. So, Branham won, Blanker's nothing for who has got the best food.
Because we got one text message.
So, do we have to retire the mock draft season?
We talked about that on Friday. It's definitely gone.
Nick Caserio made this trade. He's ruined mock drafts for us forever.
We tried to make them great for so long, and then boom.
We tried to make mock drafts great again. Nick Caserio rolls into town, trades his first round pick to Minnesota, and it's all gone. It's toast. It's just like that. We can't make mock drafts great again.
No.
Fortunately, I found a 3-round mock draft.
Oh. Okay.
we are going to retire.
So
this.
Then my curiosity would be how deep this. In how do we get the extra picks in front of each pick to figure out who would be picked?
No, we're just going to assess what they drafted and how we'd be happy with that. We're not going to play the game anymore. He's retired it for us. Nick Caserio. Ferrario has flat out retired the bit for us. We'll have to wait a year to do it, which I know the Twitchers are like they're distraught.
Twitchers, by the way, voting for me on the baked ruffles and how much they like them. So easy on your votes now.
I think they're being sarcastic.
I don't.
Coug Blaze, my man J-Bo and Salsa Verde is the best Dorito.
Okay.
Cornbread's being sarcastic. You can't take cornbread for seriously.
No, Tim said baked ruffles go hard. Greg said with you, Joel, love baked Lays. Sorry.
That isn't that no, at no
do you
point
like sun chips?
At no point did they say baked ruffles were better though. They say they're good. Did they say they were better at any point?
Okay. Well, guys, see get do the comparison shopper.
Would you want to say what Half Nelson just said?
Which is
what did he say? Right there, the last one.
I can't
one.
See it. You tell me.
Yeah, you can't see it. Baked Lays and sun chips are bad word.
Okay, that's and it wasn't one a good word. Opinion.
You're putting stock in one person's opinion.
I had a couple. You put one in one text message that said you won, Jeremy won, me nothing.
Well, I think I have the vote. I do think I have the vote right now. You put value.
Greg says he always buys the baked.
I didn't say that they're better. He might be on it. He might be trying to be healthier and thinks that the baked are healthier than the fried.
You don't know. You're putting thoughts in his head.
But neither do you. That's the point. Is neither do you. Neither do you. You're valuing things that you think back up your point while devaluing things that you think don't. And there's been more of the opposite point than the four points.
No, there has not.
Okay. 713-780-3776. Here's the Pro Football Focus three-round mock drafts. And we're probably not going to do this very much. But how would you be happy with the return in the first three rounds of TJ Tampa, corner from Iowa State? He would go for number 42. At number 59, Keon Coleman. The wide receiver from Florida State. So he slips a little bit.
Yeah.
And Cooper Beebe, the guard from Kansas State, with your third-round pick at 86. So Tampa, Coleman, Cooper Beebe, how do you feel of that return? Because now this is what we have to look at because he's traded out of the first round.
And who went at 23 that you gave up?
I didn't look, but I guess I can look real quick.
That would have just curiosity on the overall.
As you assess.
I don't mind that draft haul. I think that you, whether it's your solution or insurance at guard, you got that. You got a corner, which you needed. We know that they're still kicking the tires on options at wide receiver, and you got that. I would be fine with that.
Yeah, the Latu. Well, I don't have to know how to pronunciate that name anymore.
That's right.
It'll be gone by the time the Texans pick. I like this return, actually. You get a corner who, you know, depending on what you do with the rest of free agency, which I don't think is going to be a whole lot, whether you want Okuda to compete with TJ Tampa for that second starting job opposite of Derek Stingley. So that's fine. That's a position of need. You still get a receiver. Keon Coleman's interesting to me because he's not what I would consider like a Texans prototype because they want speed.
They want
separation.
Right.
But he's really good catching the football in traffic.
Yeah, he
maybe he can be a really good red zone target. So like that intrigues me. Keon Coleman sliding to 59. How could that not intrigue you? And then I'm a big fan of guard.
Yeah.
So you get Cooper Beebe, who I think is a really good football player, by the way. I saw him firsthand in the Big 12, just, you know, maul people. This is a pretty good return.
It's a good haul. It really is. And this would basically show credence to the fact this is why Nick did what he did. The extra second adds you a haul that gets you an extra player that ends up possibly being a starter for you and or gives you the depth that you need with the question marks you have at guard. I think it would be fantastic. Now, you have to figure out if you're getting a corner that's going to be a starter from day one or a depth pick that's going to eventually grow into a starter, which means you still have to find either Okuda's your guy, but you probably still have to find another corner.
Or they compete. You know, they compete. I would like that return. Maybe a little bit anticlimactic with what we were doing in the past, but I'd be happy with that return. Blaine said sun chips are amazing. Loudest bag in the world, though. I don't like sun chips. I didn't answer the question.
Now,
I don't like sun chips.
My kids like them.
Really?
But, yeah.
That's good.
Well, it's because mom's probably pushing them
a little bit, too.
She
did well.
Yeah, my kids like the sun chips, but they just brought home, instead of regular sun chips, we're just, but they have a cheddar cheese sun chip that's very good.
Really?
It's kind of nacho cheesy. It's very good.
Like, when people hand them to me, I'll eat them, but I've never bought a sun chip in my life.
I would agree with that.
Hot Cheetos are legendary. I like Hot Cheetos. I like to put Hot Cheetos in my buttery popcorn.
Kind of spice it up.
Is that weird?
No, it's not. Because you know what I like to do is, and again, because you don't really see my point of view on these
your brilliance.
Baked ruffles. Yeah, but my brilliance is you take the bottom of the bag of the crumbs and the bits and pieces of the sour cream and onion.
Ketchup?
No, and you put that in your popcorn.
Okay.
Over your popcorn. And that gives you the flavor and the taste of some cheese and some onion.
I'd try that.
Good.
Do you do that all in one sitting?
If I'm going to go grab some popcorn and then I realize that we're kind of at the bottom of the barrel of that bag of the baked Lays. I'll crunch them up and then sprinkle it on the top.
Salsa Rio Doritos. I've never heard of those.
Never heard of them either.
Huh. I'd be interested in that. I'd try them, no doubt. Cheeto Puffs. I buy like a small bag of Cheeto Puffs once a year. I like Cheeto Puffs.
My daughters like the Cheeto Puffs. I like the original Cheetos.
I like both.
I like the crunch. I like the crunch instead of the poofiness of the puffs. But my kids love the puffs.
But yeah, you gotta be in the mood. 1483. What are the chances of picking up Murphy or Sweat now? Murphy's slim to none. Like that's gone.
He gone.
Sweat's potential. Like Sweat, the possibility exists because he's like
available in the second. You know, for the second round. I think you could get him in the second round.
9229. Not even a Texans fan, but who's to say they don't trade back up into the first round?
Also a possibility.
I think it is possible. You just can't plan on it whenever you're like doing these mock drafts. But I do agree. Kyle says Garden Salsa Sun Chips are the best. I don't think the Garden Salsa Sun Chips will be in my top 50 chips.
I could agree.
Top 50.
I'm not even. That's not a consideration. I'd rather have plain potato chips than what that sounds like.
In fact, I might prep that and come back tomorrow and give you 50 chips that are better than Garden Salsa Sun Chips. I can name 50.
I have not tried them, and I have no desire to.
Zapp's Voodoo. Zapp's Voodoo are good.
A lot of people love Zapp's chips.
Zapp's Jalapeno might be my favorite chip.
I'm not a big jalapeno guy, but yeah, I can understand if they are, that because a lot of people love Zapp's.
Zapp's Jalapeno are fantastic. Whole grain Pringles, if you like Sun Chips. Never tried whole grain Pringles. I don't mind Pringles. Pringles are fine. Fritos with Tabasco and lime juice. That sounds like a good time. All right, that's enough about chips. But we were going to talk more about food. Willibits coming up next. You never know what you're going to get with the Willibits, although we did gave it away. It's going to be something food-related. Which of these foods are the best? We'll tell you later. 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
Hey, right now, I want to just to share a minute or two about Doc Linville. Doc Linville, best in the business at the NeoGraft procedure. Look, he's the best in the business at a lot of things. He does Botox. He does spa treatments. He does plastic surgery. And he's great at all those things. But I personally have experience with the NeoGraft procedure, and I can tell you what a difference maker it has been for me. Because literally, you get your hair back. If you have thinning or bald spots on the top of your head or in front because your forehead has become an 8-head and you don't think there's anything you can do, and the sprays and the creams and the foams and all those gimmicks just don't think that they're a solution for you, you got to check out this NeoGraft procedure. As Doc explained it to me when I had my consultation, the bottom line is you're never going to lose the hair on the sides and the back of your head genetically, no matter how much you go bald in other spots. So he takes some of that hair, repurposes it where you need it most, and you see the results and you reap the benefits. I had a consultation. You can have one too. You get it for absolutely free. It normally costs $150. All you got to do is go to 975hair.com. Go see Doc and his staff. Ask the questions. Get the answers. Find out if it might be right for you like it was right for me. Bottom line is you're going to see the follicles immediately, but you're going to absolutely reap the benefits in 6 to 9 months when that hair gets longer and stronger. It's not going anywhere because he's taking it from a spot where it always stays. He told me 95 to really 99% of the follicles that he moves are going to be with you for the rest of your life. Game changer, guys. Check it out today, and you get the consultation for free. No money out of pocket, no signing on the dotted line, no commitment, just questions and answers. See if it's right for you, too. Go to 975hair.com and tell Doc Linville I sent you by because he's the best at doing the NeoGraft.
It's the Killer Bees, and I honestly have no idea what's happening next. Could it be the next great big food debate? The biggest Joel rant of all time? Jeremy trolling someone to the point of crying? Or just some actual bees making some honey? Well, let's find out. It's time for the Wheel of Bits.
Oh my goodness, would you look at this? What an enormous bit.
Let's play food debates.
What an enormous spin. Kind of having a food debate here. We'll get to the other one in a moment. But a lot of people are sending in their favorite chips. This is right up my wheel. I love chips.
I do too.
This is my wheelhouse, I think. 1403. My wheelhouse. Better than the show before us? 1403, hot Cheetos with pickled beer salt is the best.
Sun chips are better than that.
Hot Cheetos with pickled beer salt. I've never tried that. I would. That sounds pretty good. And Takis with lime beer. I don't like the Takis.
You and I are both on the same page with that. Takis is too much.
I said salt is also good, too. Put some inside the bag, shake it up, and it's really good, especially when you're drinking beer. Now, I could see that a little bit. Salt and vinegar Lays. I'm going to come up with 50 chips that are better than Garden Salsa Sun Chips tomorrow.
I'm telling you.
I might even come up with my top 10.
The baked Lays, Ruffles, sour cream and cheddar, all world.
problem. Andy Capp's hot fries. You like hot fries?
No.
Every now and then I'll get the hankering for some hot fries.
Really?
Every now and then. Once every 5 years, probably.
Okay.
Once every 5 years, probably. And I'll get a bag, and it'll disappoint.
Yeah, it's like it never lives up to the billing.
I would still say it's better than Garden Salsa Sun Chips, though.
Okay, so pork rinds better than those?
I like pork rinds.
But my dad
I
loved
love
them.
Pork rinds. I would say I love pork rinds.
I couldn't stand them. My dad loved them.
I like pork rinds. I did keto right before I got married, and I lived off pork rinds.
Is that right?
Yeah, because pork rinds doesn't have any
carbs.
Carbs.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I'm sure it's terrible for you. I'll have a heart attack when I'm 50. But this guy says Flaming Hot Funyuns or Flaming Hot Doritos.
Are you a Funyuns guy?
Love Funyuns.
Do you?
I don't like the Flaming Hot
Funyuns. I love onions, and I'm just not a big fan of Funyuns.
I don't like onions. I'm a big fan of Funyuns.
There you go.
Maybe there's correlation there. The Flaming Hot Doritos, not as much. Spicy Nacho Doritos are pretty good,
Those are
though.
Good. Those are really
Spicy
good.
Spicy Nacho Doritos yep. aren't bad. Zab's Crawtaters are elite. I agree. Those are very good. Elite, maybe too strong. I like Zapps a lot. Zapps makes a good
Zapps
chip.
Zapps is a very popular like specialty chip that a lot of people love.
Big fan is. I was actually looking for Zapps yesterday. I went to the grocery store yesterday. They were all out of the jalapeno. They had a bunch of the others, but I wanted some jalapeno. They didn't have any jalapeno. I'm going to come up with 50 chips better than Garden Salsa, and I'm going to come up with a top 10 tomorrow. I'm sure Brian will have some. You come up with your top 10 too.
Okay.
These were from the Big 12 tournament. They made a food dish for each team in the Big 12 tournament. Mm-hmm. So, or food or drink. It could be food or drink. So which of these do you think are the best? 713-780-ESPN, 14 teams in the Big 12. For Baylor, they had Baylor brisket sliders, which were Dr. Pepper glazed brisket with sweet slaw on a bun. Okay.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, and it's also got the local flavor because Dr. Pepper is in Waco.
Yep.
That sounds
pretty
good.
Could do little onions on there.
That's the leader in the clubhouse. I think that they might. Oh, no, there's no onions. They have the sweet slaw. Mm. You like slaw on your barbecue?
I don't. I like slaw as a side, but I don't really care for it on my sandwiches.
I could take it or leave it. BYU will have Cosmo Churros, caramel-filled churros topped with sweet cream drizzle, mini marshmallows, cinnamon sugar, and toffee crumble.
Doesn't sound bad, but it seems to be too much. It sounds like excessive, like sugar.
Also, sounds very San Antonio-y to me. Not
I thought it would just be BYU would just be a big thing of milk.
Or I'm just going to leave that one alone. Keeping things cool with UCF, a Citronaut float, which is orange soda and vanilla ice cream. Mm,
sounds like a dreamsicle.
Yeah,
could be okay. But I don't need that mixture.
I would have it. I think it's good. It's not my favorite.
No.
I still have Baylor leading. Cincy Cheese Coney, which is a jumbo hot dog, Cincinnati style chili topped with onion and cheddar cheese.
I don't know that I agree with the way Cincy does chili.
Yeah, I don't mind their chili as much.
But the combo sounds interesting.
Scalini chili, have you ever had that?
Skyline or
yeah, Skyline. Yeah. I was joking.
I have not had the Skyline.
I like a good chili cheese dog every now and then. So that one and Baylor's are kind of at the top of my list.
I think
list
Baylor
right now.
Still is better than that, but that's on the list.
Fair enough. Shasta's brisket tacos, chopped beef brisket, corn and black bean sauces, cilantro and lime on corn tortillas.
Sounds good, except for the cilantro because I'm not a cilantro guy.
Yeah,
but other than that, it sounds great.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about the corn and black bean salsa.
I don't mind that.
And then you have like these. I also saw a picture of it. I think they screwed it up. Like this is the way to go, but the presentation of it was not fantastic.
So you could have just gone with brisket tacos,
yeah,
and probably won more people over.
I don't know if corn and black bean salsa belongs on brisket tacos. And secondly, like another point here, I don't want my chopped beef brisket on corn tortillas. I want that on
flour
tortilla.
Flour. That makes sense.
I think they screwed up. You have a good chopped beef brisket.
I think they got too cute.
They screwed it up.
Yeah, just keep it.
They hipstered it.
Keep it real.
ISU green chili pork walking taco. It's green chili pork, shredded lettuce, sour cream, cheddar, and pepper jack cheese, all packed in a bag of Doritos. So it's a walking taco.
Doesn't sound great.
The walking tacos are pretty good. I'm not going to put it ahead of the Baylor's.
No.
The Big J's loaded mac and cheese.
Ooh.
Some pasta, creamy cheese sauce, house-smoked pulled pork, barbecue sauce, crispy fried onions with a dash of pepper.
That sounds good.
It looks pretty good, too.
Yeah, it sounds delicious.
I'm going to go Baylor with a slight
lean. Yeah, Baylor's still got the advantage, and I'm a big brisket fan, but that's going to be second.
Power Cat PB&J, fried peanut butter and jelly sandwich topped with powdered sugar.
Nope.
Yeah, I'm out on that. Maybe a bite, but not a full thing.
Yeah, nope.
Oklahoma onion burger. All beef patty topped with Tabasco fried onions paired with a ranch dipping sauce.
I don't need all that. If it was the burger with the onions and stuff like that, that'd be fine, but that's too much.
I think Oklahoma is known for their like onion burgers, though. I'm not a big onion guy, but they are pretty good.
Ooh, love onions.
Have you ever had an onion burger?
No.
They're just like loaded with onions. OSU's Orange Power Pizza. Top of pepperoni, sausage, ham, sweet pepper bacon, mozzarella, and cheddar cheese, and a ranch drizzle.
Doesn't sound bad.
Yeah, it doesn't look great, though.
Really?
Yeah. Cowtown Loaded Tots. Fried tater tots, spicy queso, chopped house-smoked brisket, corn and black bean salsa, and topped with horned frog purple sour cream. Makes it weird looking.
Yeah, I don't know that I need the horned frog sour cream. And here's one where I would say, you had me until you started putting the corn black bean salsa on it. I don't need that, but I like, because I like the combo with the potato and the cheese, all the other stuff you got going for you. And then I think, again, you got too cute.
I think so. Big Bertha loaded baked potato, piled high with chopped house, smoked brisket, cheddar cheese, green onion, sour cream, butter, and barbecue sauce.
Ooh, that sounds like a winner to me.
Yeah,
I'll put that one way up there near the top.
Me too. The Masked Rider Burger, all beef patty, cheddar cheese, fried onion rings, sweet pickled jalapenos, and Red Raider barbecue sauce.
See, I think you don't need the sauce or the jalapenos, and I'm good with that one too.
Sweet pickled jalapeno, no. I don't like barbecue sauce on my burger, and I don't want an onion ring on my burger. Mountaineer pepperoni roll, sliced pepperoni and mozzarella cheese layered into a buttered roll.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it doesn't look great.
Now, if you did the old pepperoni rolls like Double Dave's used to have, those are fantastic.
So those are your options.
I think it's Baylor and the baked potato. I think actually, I would say that I think it's a push. I think it's Baylor and the baked potato tied for first.
I'm going to go with the baked potato.
I like a good loaded baked potato.
You
can
give me some brisket and a loaded baked potato. I'm going to go with the baked
potato. Now, my mom and dad, because they own their own, operate their own restaurant, my dad would do, to your onion burger thing, he would do to where before he grilled the burger, he would have the onion in the burger and then top it again with sauteed onions and whatever else you want.
What's the one that they make in Minnesota? Where it's like, what is it called? Where you stuff it with cheese?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. It's very popular. It's a touristy thing.
It's like the Juicy Lucy.
That's what it is.
Is it a Juicy Lucy?
It's the Juicy Lucy.
Have you had one of those?
I've not.
I've never had a Juicy Lucy. It sounds pretty good.
Yeah, because when my dad in the neighborhood, my dad's name was Dave, and with the restaurant, he would say to the kids in the neighborhood, you guys want Davey Burgers tonight? And Davey Burgers had the option of the onions in the burger and on top with the cheese and all the other fixings, and he'd make some other stuff for it. But those were really popular.
I'm going to find a place to get a Juicy Lucy. They sound fantastic. All right, what are you nominating for our car wreck of the day? 713-780-3776. What are your noms for the car wreck of the day? It's the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
You all right?
My leg is broken. The bone's coming through.
I'll give you a f***ing bone, you prick. Where's my f***ing money?
This is the car wreck of the day.
Musso says you can get a Juicy Lucy at James Cody Island. Is it good, though? Is it good, though? All right, what's your car wreck of the day nominee? 713-780-3776.
Okay, but slick back. But he didn't do it right. It's not a JMC. It's James Coney Island is JCI.
Well, Oso said on the text.
Oh, okay.
Well, you saw it somewhere.
Someone
else
on Twitch said you can get a Juicy Lucy at JMC, and that's not James Coney Island.
Isn't that where you watch movies? I know it's AMC, but it's closer to an AMC than it is a JCI.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from.
I thought it was a
JCI.
What's the I stand for?
Island.
James I thought it was JC. I thought it was JCG, James Coney Grill.
No, when they changed the name, they went to JCI.
I thought they went to JCG. James Coney Grill. Oh, you're right. It is JCI. Touche. I'll concede a defeat there. You
Thank
win.
You.
James, where is? I guess that's New York, Coney Island.
Yeah, okay. For sure.
All right. Yep. So, what do you nominate for car wreck of the day?
I've got a couple. The first one to me is, I don't know if you saw this or not, but DeAndre Ayton hasn't been playing great basketball the whole season since they made the trade and made him a max player. He's blaming it on his mattress.
I could see that.
Early, can you?
Yeah.
Because you are a multi-millionaire, and you moved from Phoenix to Portland,
mm-hmm.
and you can't tell me for, I believe he's blaming the first half of the season on the fact that he slept on an air mattress. You're not a rookie in this league making the bare minimum, and even still, you can find a way and the team can find you a sponsor or someone else that can find you a mattress to sleep on. Miss me with the whole quote, my body just wasn't my body. People forget the humane difference of me adjusting to everything, and that included something as routine as getting proper sleep and being comfortable waking up. I didn't have a bed for quite some time. I was on an air mattress. Figure it out.
Poor logistics. I'll give you that. But sleeping on a bad bed absolutely can
Right, but this isn't a bad bed. This is an air mattress. That's on you.
It's definitely on him.
You could find one of these sleep stores on every corner and get you a good mattress.
Bad logistics. But I agree that sleeping on a bad mattress can enhance performance.
It's a car wreck that a multimillionaire can't figure out a bed.
Yeah, but I'll say that it belongs here because of the logistics of it, though. Absolutely. I'm going to nominate Brian McDonald for not telling Austin how to handle the Mailbag Monday. It's Monday. It's in the name. It's Mailbag Monday. It's in the name.
It's very true.
So Brian gets nominated for that. Astro pitching injuries. These need to get nominated because now I think the starting rotation of injured guys is better than the starting rotation of healthy guys. Verlander, Luis Garcia, Lance McCullers, Garcia, and now you add Jose Urquidy.
And Urquidy, yeah.
It's a pretty good rotation.
Yeah, that's not. Yeah.
It's going to be on the injured list.
I got Grand Canyon University, and I don't know where you're going to sit on this one.
Yeah.
But Bryce Drew's squad was running away with the game to get the automatic bid, and one of their players decided to go breakaway, big windmill, and dunk. And kudos to, it was a Texas team they were playing, that one, when he came, went to go back down the floor, one of the players gave him a nice, solid forearm check. And then the guy inbounding the ball wound up like a pitcher and drilled him with the basketball. And then the coach said, our team's not shaking hands. He did still shake hands with the head coach. Bryce Drew, get your team together.
UTA.
Yeah, UTA, there you go.
It was probably a good decision that they didn't shake hands.
I could have been ugly.
It
would have been messy.
No, I didn't think he should have dunked it. I was cool with the retaliation. If you're going to dunk it, you got to be able to accept the retaliation. Fortunately, they did. They kind of did, accept. Like, the guy that dunked it just kind of wore it and ran back down the floor. Okay, good. I tip my cap to that. Probably shouldn't have dunked it. But if you're going to, you're going to take a shove. You're going to take a basketball to wherever it hit him.
He's lucky that's all he got.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if your season's over, if you're UTA, you can go right across his jaw if you want.
But I'll tip my cap to the Grand Canyon guy for knowing that he probably shouldn't have done it. It was Bush League. And then just kind of wore the punishment. I actually respect that. Don't respect the dunk as much, but I respect that he wore the punishment. Because a lot of guys would go back at him. Hey, just get up the floor. Hey, you're going to win. You're going to celebrate. You're going to be dancing. That's a good one. Grady Dick and Anthony Black jersey
saw that.
Swap.
Don't tell me that wasn't planned. Because
that needs to be on there.
Did you see how they adjusted for the picture?
I did. They chatted a little bit.
And then they switched spots so that it made more sense in what the joke they were trying to accomplish.
Yeah, shouldn't be on here at all. They shouldn't have done that. Austin, do you have a car wreck of the day nominee?
Only one I can think of is the confetti guy at the A-10.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, good call.
Kevin Harlan was all over that, too. That's a good call. Kevin Harlan had the run from the drop of the confetti for, like, the rest of the second half. He was, like, the score since the drop of the confetti, because I think he was playing up the angle that it might have, like, you know,
flip-flopped it, like
kind of like at Shea Stadium when they congratulated the Boston Red Sox to be the, you know, the World Series champions, and then the whole Buckner thing happened. Yeah, he was playing that up like it was about to take place. 3338 says the car wreck of the day is putting Mexican dessert at BYU. The Big 12 thing that we were talking about, the churros.
Fair.
That's a good call. 8601 car wreck of the day, Blake Snell asking for $33 million a year. I don't think that's a car wreck.
No, I mean, he's a two-time Cy Young Award winner that's still a free agent. He should be trying to get every dollar.
And the reigning Cy Young.
Right.
The reigning Cy Young. Like, he had a better year than Scherzer and Verlander. They're getting $33.3 million. Why shouldn't he get $33.3? Like, Blake Snell is a better pitcher than Verlander is right now. He's a better pitcher than Max Scherzer is right now. I don't have any problem with him commanding $33.3 million a year. And he's also doing it on a short-term deal.
Yep.
Like, he's not asking for a five-year deal. He's saying he's willing to do a two-year deal.
Look, just because his agent, who's been known to kind of overshoot for the moon sometimes, you have a resume that says you should be making close to that.
Well, you know why they shoot for the moon.
Because you get the stars.
If you fall short, you still land among the stars.
Mm-hmm. And you know, you keep your feet on the ground, you can still keep reaching for the stars.
I didn't know that one.
And that's Casey Kasem.
Ozzo said Wyndham Clark's putt. That was halfway down, halfway out. There's been some allegations that Wyndham Clark might be cheating.
I heard that too.
He did the one 2 weeks ago where he kept, like, tapping his wedge behind the ball, which was kind of making, like, the lie a little bit better.
Yeah, kind of getting a little bit of a better...
And then yesterday, there was the... He had a drop, and he was kind of, like, walking in the area that he was about to drop it.
To punt a mat down the grass.
Maybe matting down the grass. Maybe matting down the grass.
Gamesmanship or going too far?
Is you never, never should cheat that way. You should never go full Patrick Reed. And I think Wyndham Clark is going
full Patrick Reed. Patrick Reed is a full-blown cheater.
But is Wyndham Clark going full Patrick Reed?
I think he's kind of heading down that path.
He might be. I got one more.
Okay.
Nottingham Forest deducted 4 points for breaching the Premier League's profit and sustainability rules, which puts them in the drop zone.
Ooh.
You don't want to be dropped in the Premier League.
That could be a game changer. Yeah, you got to stay in the upper echelon, right?
Well, you know, a club can lose no more than $133.6 million whenever you do you convert it to the U.S. dollar over a three-year span. This might cost Nottingham Forest a spot in the Premiership.
I would be crushed if that happened.
That would be awful. And Glenn Davis coming up next with Soccer Matters. He'll probably be talking all about Nottingham Forest deducting 4 points for breaching the EPL's profit and sustainability rules. Hate to see it. All right, that does it for us. Great job from Austin Rodriguez producing today's show, doing all the hard work. And he did it, too, without good guidance from Brian McDonald. He's Blank on Brandon. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Houston. Soccer Matters. Glenn Davis up next on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.